O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you have made your light shine in this world of darkness when your Son, Jesus Christ, was born into this world to save us. May you enlighten our hearts by your word of grace as we come before you in worship and praise. Fill our hearts with your love and your grace as we celebrate his birth and worship him as our Lord and Savior. We ask these things in his saving name. Amen. You may be seated. We begin on page 2 in your bulletin. We begin our Christmas Eve service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. On this Christmas Eve, we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the light of the world. Dear Jesus, we celebrate your coming at your birth in Bethlehem. We thank you for coming into our hearts by your gift of faith, and we look forward to your coming on the last day when you will take us and all believers to be with you forever in heaven. As we meditate on your manger, your cross, your empty tomb, and your word, we come before your throne tonight confessing our sins and asking for your forgiveness. Lord of heaven and earth, forgive us all our sins. As we see the world in darkness and in need of your light, increase our faith, love, courage, and strength. Give us power to be lights in this world, reflecting your love. Amen. Our Father in heaven has been good and merciful to us. In his love, he has given us, his children, the greatest gift. He sent his Son Jesus, the Christ child, whose birth in Bethlehem so long ago we celebrate. Jesus came as a lowly servant to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. By his shed blood on the cross, we are forgiven. In peace and joy, let us sing of our salvation. One of the words that we use consistently in church is the word holy. Perhaps we use it so much that we don't always realize the significance of this word. It's used throughout the Bible to mean set apart. For instance, after creating the world in 6 days, the Lord set apart the seventh day, the Sabbath day, as a holy day. It was intended to be a day set apart for the worship of God and to hear His Word. Throughout the service this evening, you will notice that the word holy appears in our hymns and in our children's recitations. Other synonyms for holy include such words as sanctified, cleansed, consecrated, hallowed, and righteous. Truly, Christmas is a special time set apart for the worship of the Christ child who was born to save mankind. Our hope and our prayer is that we will all grow in our understanding and appreciate the significance of the word holy. That's why tonight we'll consider the theme for our Christmas Eve service, O Holy Night. And we continue by singing that Christmas song, O Holy Night.
Thank you.
continue with a responsive reading of selected Bible passages, beginning on page 6. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. He has kept His promise to our fathers in His holy covenant and raised up a horn of salvation for us from the house of David, as He promised by the mouth of His holy prophets long ago. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained Him the victory. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. No one is holy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever.
Exalt in the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool. He is holy.
The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
And we continue with our next hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you. scripture reading this evening is from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 72. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
Part 1, A Holy Beginning Ruined. When God originally created man, he made him in his image. This did not mean that we took on the physical likeness of God. He is spirit, and we are flesh and blood. From the Bible, we learn that being created in God's image means that we were created to be like God in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. We were holy, set apart as righteous. But it did not take us long to ruin this. With the fall into sin, we ruined that holiness and now are the complete opposite, sinful. Then God
said, let us make man our image according to our likeness. So the image of God created man. Wait, God created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1, 26, 27.
The psalmist teaches that this image of God is righteousness, or holiness, when he says, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness, and I will be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Psalm 17, verse 15.
Since Adam and Eve sinned, this original holiness was lost. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Romans 5, verses 12 and 14.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. John 15, verse 2, 3.
We'll continue with our next hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Part 2, A Holy Promise Fulfilled. Because of our imperfection, we human beings fail to meet God's perfect standard of holiness. Without a solution to this problem, we would be doomed for certain eternal destruction. But in His love, God provided a solution. He promised throughout the Old Testament times that a Holy One would be born to provide the standard of perfect holiness. He made a holy promise that a Savior would be born for us.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, verses 5 through 6.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7, verse 14.
And to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6.
We read from Luke chapter 1. And the angel answered and said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. We'll continue with the next hymn, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Part 3, A Holy Child Born. God remembered his holy promise, or covenant, to unholy mankind. He sent his holy Son, Jesus Christ, to be born for us. The only way such a perfect child could take place is by God the Holy Spirit miraculously conceiving within Mary this holy child. We now go back to the story where it all took place, the account of the holy birth of Jesus recorded for us in Luke chapter 2.
From Luke 2, verses 1 through 12. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The children will now sing Away in a Manger.
Thank you. The fourth scripture reading comes from the Holy Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in the 13th verse. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was as it was told unto them.
Part 4, A Holy Act Completed. Upon his birth in this sin-stained world, our Savior began to live his perfect life. He was set apart, or holy, from all others before him or after him. But the main purpose of his life was to complete the holy act that his Father sent him to accomplish, to save us from our sins by redeeming us with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. By giving his life as a holy sacrifice on the cross, we unholy people now stand before God declared as righteous and holy. We are justified, which means that God has declared us to be innocent, not guilty of all sins. This means that we are now God's saints, literally, His holy ones. Listen now to the scriptures that tell us how this wonderful act has made us holy in God's sight.
The Lord who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us through Christ Jesus before time began. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9.
That you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His own marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9.
He has been sanctified, that is made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Hebrews 10, verse 10.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9.
We continue with our next hymn, Once in Royal David's City.
Thank you.
Part 5, A Holy Life Lived. Jesus' death on the cross paid for all our sins. We are forgiven. We are set free from the guilt of our sins and from sin's power over us. His saving work has made us his holy temple and has given us the assurance that we will one day be in heaven with him. In response, he wants us to live a joyful, holy life for him, meaning that our lives are now set apart and dedicated to him. He has taught us to do so in the Lord's Prayer when we pray, "Hallowed," or "Holy, be thy name." How is his name hallowed or kept holy? Listen to Martin Luther's explanation. God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as children of God also live a holy life according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20.
Put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, verse 24.
Jesus said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." John 17, verse 17.
Our service continues with a choir song, "Where Shepherds Lately Knelt."
Thank you.
Part 6, A Holy Ending Begun. As children of God, declared holy through Jesus Christ, a holy ending awaits us after this life. We are called to eternal glory in heaven. Listen joyfully to our promising holy future.
You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. Ephesians 1, verses 13 through 14.
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. Revelation 21, verse 4.
This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17, verse 3.
What a holy night this is. Our holy Savior was born to bring holiness to us by his death on a cross. We pray that he would send us his Holy Spirit so that by his grace, each one of us would believe his word and live a holy life here in time and hereafter in eternity. Children may be seated. If you have an offering to give to the Lord tonight, we invite you to do so by placing it in the offering plate that's found in the entryway of our church. Let's join our hearts together in our Christmas prayer. Dear Jesus, our Savior and our brother, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this night fall far short of the praise that we owe you, our God, who left your throne in heaven to appear in lowliness as our Savior. A stable was your first home. A manger was your first bed. Yet for our sakes you endured far deeper humiliation than this, for you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death which we sinners deserve. We thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature, for you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which made you willingly sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of salvation and for the privilege of living our lives to you. We also thank you that from the mouths of our children this evening, we can again hear the precious story of your birth and rejoice again in the heavenly peace announced by the angels. Bless our children, that they may remain faithful to you throughout their lives, always adoring you as their Lord, King, and ever trusting you as their Savior, serving you as their loving Master. And we pray that you'd keep all of us in our faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines so brightly in our hearts tonight. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of people everywhere, that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for us on the cross. And finally, take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all the believers who've gone before us, we will sing your praise and perfect love throughout endless ages. We pray these things in your name, dear Jesus, as we pray now in your name, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to please rise for the blessing. Now may the Lord establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Please be seated. We traditionally close our service this evening with the candlelight and the singing of Silent Night. I invite you to get your candles out now. A few announcements before we conclude our service. We'd like to thank our children for bringing us the gospel message and reminding us of the true meaning of Christmas and the holiness Jesus came to bring us. We also thank those who helped with the music and helping to direct the children during their program this week or this month. You can tell they put a lot of work and time into it. And we thank you for coming to worship our Savior with us again tonight. Please sign our guest book in the entryway, and we invite you to come to our worship service tomorrow. We have a Christmas Day service here at 10 a.m. and at our sister congregation in Hayward at 1 p.m. I will begin by lighting the candle from the Christ candle, and the ushers will come and light your candles down the aisle. Please be careful as you help your neighbor light their candle.
You.